Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. is closing in on 190,000 coronavirus-related deaths, according to Johns Hopkins researchers, with 6.3 million identified cases since the pandemic began. Globally, 27.4 million cases have been identified, with 894,000 deaths. Now, nine drug makers vying to produce the first COVID-19 vaccines are promising they will not rush into producing unsafe drugs for any reason. NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports.
Drug makers are pledging not to submit their vaccines for FDA review unless large clinical trials show safety and efficacy. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla talked about the pledge on the Today Show, calling it historic.
With increasing public concerns about the processes that we are using to develop these vaccines, and even more importantly, the processes that will be used to evaluate these vaccines, we saw it as critical to come out and reiterate our commitment.
It's a commitment to science. This comes after President Trump suggested a vaccine could be available as soon as a very special day, which is thought to be Election Day. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
The Senate is back in session after a late summer break, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he plans to call for a vote on a slimmed-down Republican version of a coronavirus relief package. McConnell says the plan will focus on health care, education, and economic challenges, but the prospects for final passage are slim. President Trump says he may put some of his own money into his reelection effort. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this follows record fundraising by former Vice President Joe Biden.
Nearly a week after the Biden campaign and Democratic Party announced they had raised a blockbuster $364 million in August, the Trump campaign and Republicans still haven't released their numbers. And President Trump is talking about putting his own money in.
Yeah, if I have to, I would.
Though Trump also said it wouldn't be necessary.
We have much more money than we had last time going into the last 2 months. I think double and triple. But if we need it anymore, I'd put it up personally.
As recently as last month, the Trump campaign was boasting about its cash advantage over Biden. Now, campaign manager Bill Stepien is saying money is not the only factor that matters. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President Trump today campaigning in Florida and North Carolina. In Jupiter, Florida, he signed an executive order to extend the ban on oil drilling on the eastern Gulf of Mexico. The Trump administration has worked to expand U.S. oil and gas drilling, but drilling off of Florida has prompted fierce opposition from tourism, real estate, and environmental interests. A rough day on Wall Street, approaching the close, the Nasdaq down 465, the Dow down 631. This is NPR News. General Motors has entered a $2 billion deal with startup Nikola. GM will take an 11% ownership stake and engineer and build Nikola's Badger hydrogen fuel cell and electric pickup truck. A giant camera that's being built in Northern California for a giant telescope in South America has passed a key milestone in its construction. NPR's Joe Palca has more on the 3.2 billion pixel camera.
The Rubin telescope, going up on a mountain in north central Chile, is unique. It has a huge field of view, meaning it can see a large swath of the sky at a time. To image that large swath of sky, you need a really big camera. The camera being built at the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory has 189 detectors capable of generating 3.2 billion pixels. In addition to taking test images of a photo of Vera Rubin, the astronomer after whom the telescope is named, the camera also made an image of a head of Romanesco broccoli. The 13-foot-long camera should be completely assembled by next year and installed in the telescope by 2022. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Rapper Kanye West will appear as a presidential candidate on Mississippi's ballot in November. He's already on the ballot as an independent presidential candidate in states including Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Utah, but failed to qualify or has been barred by the courts in several other states. West had previously supported the president, but in mid-July, filing with the FEC, he set an independent campaign in motion. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.